end of Paul's letter to the Colossians. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus to the assembly of Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you at our prayers, remembering unceasingly your work of faith and labour of love, and enduring constancy of hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved by God, your election. For our glad tidings were not with you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, even as ye know what we were among you for your sakes. And ye became our imitators, and of the Lord, having accepted the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that ye became models to all that believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord sounded out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place your faith which is towards God has gone abroad, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves relate concerning us what entering in we had to you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to await his Son from the heavens, whom he raised from among the dead, Jesus our deliverer from the coming wrath.